Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Minister Reed of Zion Hill Baptist Church, and this morning we are going to continue to talk about the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit that we're talking about this morning is faithfulness. Amen? Opportunists, skittishisms are glorified today, making it hard for anyone to truly develop the spirit of faithfulness. Why is faithfulness such a needed fruit of the Spirit? Faithfulness is the seventh in the list of the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5 and 22. Essentially, faithfulness to God is loyal to Him and to His teaching, which shall shape how we think and act. In the book of Proverbs, it says we are so as we think. So the only way to know how to think right, we got to study the Word. Amen? The Word of God says, study and show yourself approved. Amen? What the Bible says about faith and faithfulness. Faithfulness is translated from the Greek word pistis. In the King James Version, the word is translated faith. Pistis includes both meanings, faith and faithfulness. But in Galatians 5 and 22, it seems to carry more of the meaning, trustworthiness, or reliability. The Bible provides a fundamental description of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to say that again. The Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen? But according to the Word of God, the people in the world all are saying what they see already. But we want something that we can't even see. That's faith. Amen? We grow in faith as we use the power God gives us through His Spirit to obey Him and build a relationship with Him. Faith in God grows in us as it did in Abraham, as we see that God will always do what He has promised. That's in Romans 4, 18 and 22. So faithfulness will include being full of belief and confidence in God and all that God promises. Amen. We all know His promises is yea and amen. All right. We don't need nothing else when we hear what God got to say. In Hebrews 11, often called the faith chapter, goes on to say, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. That's in verse 3. Faith is what keeps us from believing that we are all here on earth by accident. It assures us of our Creator existence in love. Faith involves the way we live. Paul said, we must walk by faith and not by sight. When I first read that scripture about the world was framed according to the word of God, I got a testimony. You know, the word of God said we overcome by the words of our testimony. In this life, things may not seem like they appear, but the enemy and the world will always show us something different than what the word say. I have a daughter that's the world called handicapped, disabled, slow learner, all those things. But the word of God say that things may not seem as they appear. So right now, I decree and declare that my daughter is already here because I'm walking by faith. I'm going by what the world say, what the word say, not the world. Amen? So right now, as far as I'm concerned, she is already here because He told us by His stripes, we're already here. So I believe God. You know, He said also confession is good for the soul. Sometimes we got to confess out our mouth what God said about us. And he said we overcome by the words of our testimony. And I'm always testifying to the fact that my daughter is already healed. Amen? Faith involves the way we live. Paul said we must walk by faith and not by sight. Faithfulness includes loyalty. In Titus 1 and 9, towards the end of a list of qualification for minister, Paul tells that an elder should be holding fast the faith for word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exalt and convict those who contradict. Holding fast the faithful word means remaining loyal to what we have learned from the word of God. That I don't care what the enemies tell us. We got to say what the word of God say, because the Bible says we're snared by the words of our mouth. We can't look at what we see. We got to believe what the word of God say. Amen? This morning, I'm just excited about God because I look at the word. But you know what else? In order to look at the word, you got to know the word. If you don't know the word, you can't speak the word. Amen? So the fruit of the spirit of faithfulness includes trusting God and remaining loyal to him in his doctrine. Why does God want us to demonstrate faithfulness? In Luke 18 and 8, Christ asks, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Looking at the state of faithfulness today is not very encouraging. That's why God said him and the world is enemies. We got to keep our eyes on the word. We got to stay focused. The word has thousands of different versions of Christianity to choose from, all claiming faithfulness to God and his doctrine. But far too many have been willing to change biblical truth to what suits them. And at the personal level, infidelity and unfaithfulness are rampant today. You know, we always want to go on what we feel, how it look like, how it should be. But we can't go on what we feel, what we think it should look like. We got to go on what the word say, because we going to fail every time if we don't follow after the word of God. Amen? God is faithful to his people, and he expects them to be faithful to him. All the fruit of the spirit follow this pattern, and faith is no exception. And Lamentation 3:22 and 23 tells us, through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God calls on us to make a promise to him through baptism. We'll be faithful and true to him as he is faithful to us. All we got to do is be faithful to God. Whatever happens, whatever goes on around us, whatever we hear on the news, whatever happening in our family, whatever happening in our household, we got to believe what the word of God say. That's faith, regardless of what's going on. Amen? He said his compassion failing not. That means God tells the truth. He said he's not the man, the God to lie, neither man. He will not lie, but man will not tell the truth. See, the devil trying to cross me up because he don't want me to say what the words say. But I got the best of it. God is my guide. He is my leader. Thank God for the Holy Spirit today. So why does God want us to demonstrate faithfulness to him? How else will he know that we trust him and are truly committed to being a part of his family? James 2:17-20 clearly tells us, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe. They believe so hard that they tremble. But do you want to know, oh foolish man, that faith without work is dead? You know, that's what the word of God say. The enemy wants to cross us up. He wants to tell us the wrong thing to say. He wants us to keep us confused. But the devil is a lie. God said he did not give us a spirit of confusion. Ha! I thank God this morning. Faith without work is dead. Regardless, that's what the Bible says. Our faithfulness greatly influences how we love God and love others, including whether or not we remain remain loyal to relationship, sound doctrine in God. The only way we're going to be able to follow after faith, God's way, we have to know what the word of God say. And I'm back to the first thing I said. Study and show yourself approved. You cannot fight the devil without the right weapon. You got to know what weapon to use. You got to know what the word of God say. Pick up your Bible and read it every day. In the book of Proverbs, it say, meditate therein day and night. And the word of God shall not depart from our mouth nor our eyes. Amen. So we give God the glory today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Lily Bead, a part of the One Verse Ministry. And I'm going to pray a prayer of protection for us. Amen. Because you are aware that the devil is going around like a roaring lion to see who he can steal, kill, and devour. That's what the word of God said. So we all need to be protected from his devices all the time. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We come before you this morning thanking you, O God, for waking us up still in closing our right mind. We thank you right now, God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, that your grace is sufficient and your mercies are new every morning. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, God, for who you are in our lives today. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves and everyone that we are praying for in the listening audience today. We pray for all members of Congress and the armed forces of our nation, all of our intercessors, teachers, pastors, friends, enemies, neighbors, doctors, and all people of Israel, everyone we go to church with, and all of your workers in the field working for you in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask you to let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We ask you to let us say that you are our Lord, our refuge, our fortress, and our God, in whom we can trust. We ask you to deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. That means anything that's walking on the earth that's not of God, that's trying to attach itself to us, God, we declare right now, Lord, that you have already delivered us. We ask you to cover each of us with your feathers and let us walk under your wings and take refuge in the name of Jesus. We ask you to let your faithfulness and your truth be our shield and armor in the name of Jesus. We ask you to let us not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrows that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. We ask you to cause 1,000 to fall at our sides and 10,000 at our right hand, and not to let anything come near us that will hurt or harm us in the name of Jesus. We ask you to give your angels charge over us to keep us in all your ways, and let your angels' hands lift us up so we do not dash our foot against a stone, so we will not stumble or be hurt in any way in the name of Jesus. We ask you to let us tread upon the lion and the serpent, and to let us trample the young lion and the serpent underfoot in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to answer us when we call upon you. Be with us in trouble. Deliver us. Honor us and satisfy us with a long life and show us your salvation in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are thankful to our Lord Christ Jesus, who spoiled all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly and triumphantly over them in himself. That means when Jesus went to the cross, he had the victory when he got up out of the grave. Amen. We claim all that victory for our lives. We reject all insinuations